at the BioBay Stakeholders Workshop. I'm speaking with Doug Giles. And Doug, first of all, tell me what company you work for and what you do.
I'm with Universal Textile Technologies, located in Dalton, Georgia, and we're one of the pioneers in bio-based technology. We started back in 2002 by integrating soy-based technology to replace petroleum-based polyols in our chemistry.
And so what kinds of products do you produce?
Well, our products, you will find them located across America, and that's the message we're spreading here today. You're walking on soy. So whether you're walking in the Pentagon on a walk-off mat being installed, or you're at the LDS main temple there in Salt Lake City, your favorite church across America, or even in your home, you're walking on soy. We reach into the synthetic turf industry, from the St. Louis Rams, where you're playing on soy, or to a putting green in your backyard, or to a hotel, for example, when you walk into the Standard Hotel in New York, you're walking on soy.
Well, now you mentioned the sports field there. Am I right that one of your affiliated companies makes what we know as AstroTurf? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is an affiliated company, but we reach out across the industry to a lot of different manufacturers, from Mohawk Industries to Maslin Industries in the carpet sector. And then we're working with AstroTurf, one of the leading suppliers of synthetic sports surfaces, of course.
Well, what do you think about what you've seen and heard here so far at this summit? We had our Deputy Ag Secretary announce companies that have the first certified biopreferred labels, for example.
You know, this is always an amazing event to attend because there's so much enthusiasm and innovation, and it's such an important process that we're facing in America, is how can we replace some of these petroleum-based products while helping support the American economy. It's a great meeting.
So, looking ahead, how do you feel about the future for the continuation of this? Any comment about the demand for the type of products you're producing?
You know, the demand continues to grow, and we're very excited about that. Today we're going to announce our new Project Yellowstone, where we're partnered with the U.S. Soybean Board, Yellowstone National Park. And we're going to be bringing back the recycled bottles that the tourists toss into the waste bins there, integrating them into our carpet technology. This is a brand new innovative way of tying soy with other recycling efforts in America with the help of the U.S. Soybean Board.
And so that will be working directly with the park itself?
Yes, we are working directly with Yellowstone National Park. Mr. Jim Evanoff there, the environmental director of Yellowstone, and his team, and we've actually already started doing this and transporting back, and it's really going to help our American economy and, we think, create American jobs.
I think that'll be kind of like a model for other parks to get involved too?
We're hoping so, because our objective is to grow American jobs through innovative ideas.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Doug Giles, one of the speakers here at our United Soybean Board Bio-Based Stakeholders Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.